Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where we may need to take up diving.
Perhaps.
Or snorkeling.
Right. Scuba diving, perhaps.
Because it's raining so much.
Yeah.
At the time of this recording, it has literally rained every day. Yep. For like the past month.
Wade in the water.
It is raining.
That's
so
literally
much.
Us when we walk outside.
Right. Well, by us, he's talking about me, your friend Cody.
And me, your friend Tyler.
And as we've said.
Me, your friend.
We're your friends.
Right. Me, friend. Hey. You friend, me friend, we friend.
How are you, brother? Because we're more than friends.
Yeah, we're brothers.
We be brethren.
We be fam.
Yeah. Actual blood.
Actual fam.
Right.
Yeah. I'm full.
Same.
And I'm good.
Full and good.
Yeah.
We just had a nice lunch. We're going to have a nice episode
Ooh, yes.
for you today. We're going to talk about some stuff. We got another split topic show for you today. Very excited about that. But before we get into that and before we get into our segment, I have to take just a moment.
Yeah. Yes.
I need to tell you about something that happened to me.
Well, we don't talk outside of the podcast, so I just felt that there was something you needed to share.
There's something I need to share. I had a mild four-wheeler accident yesterday.
What?
So,
pause. So I forgot that you rode a four-wheeler at work, and I was like, where on earth did he get a four-wheeler? I'm like, there's not one here.
No.
You don't really have, like, friends that have four-wheelers or anything. So I was like, continue.
I ride a four-wheeler at work, and as we've established, we've been in a slight drought.
Right.
no, it's been raining so much. Well, yesterday, at the time of this recording, yesterday at work, it started raining the way it is now. And Steven was like, well, if you want to go home, you can. It's fine. So I was like, okay. But the problem was I had the four-wheeler parked behind my car.
Yeah.
And it was raining, and I got to put the four-wheeler up.
Yeah.
So on an automatic four-wheeler, you're familiar with four-wheelers.
Yes.
On an automatic four-wheeler, you've got, like, some nice little places to stand, like, toward the bottom. I get on the four-wheeler. I'm standing on my left leg, but on my right leg, I'm, like, kneeled onto the seat. So I'm not really sitting down. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm driving not slowly, but also not like super fast over to park the four-wheeler to where I have to park it. And there's a slight, I'm talking about ever so slight, left turn to get into this barn to park the four-wheeler. I made this slight left turn and my leg slid off of the seat, which in turn caused my foot to come off of the thing I was standing on. So I'm holding on to the handlebars of the four-wheeler, being drugged by the four-wheeler, and my first thought was, let go of the gas. And so thankfully, because of the massive weight that was pulling it, it didn't roll for very, very far. But I landed on rocks, like my knees.
I think you actually fell off?
I didn't fall off, like my knees. Like,
yeah.
If it wouldn't have been, okay, put it this way. If it wouldn't have been for me holding on to the handlebars, I would have fell off, yes.
Yeah.
But I fell off, hit the ground on my knee.
Oh, so you were so this is like a smaller four-wheeler.
No.
This is not like a big industrial four-wheeler.
This is a four-wheeler, like a Honda four-wheeler. Or not, it's not a Honda.
You're just really tall.
I'm tall, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very large. I'm a large man. And yeah, so I landed on rocks and my knee is jacked.
Even
through my pants, man, it just cut my knee to shred. I mean, I'm going to be a dramatic, but But it did.
I'm literally picturing it in my head right now.
Bro. I text Sarah and I was like, that was me. I text Sarah and I was like, got rained out. She's like, yeah. I said, also had a mild four-wheeler accident. She was like, what? Are you okay?
Oh, gosh.
I was like, I'm totally fine. I'm not hurt at all. My pride hurt a little bit. Right. I mean, like, people saw it.
See, for me, I haven't had any accidents at work, but it has been so cold. In my office.
In your building.
In my building.
Not outside.
Well, and I know, and I'm trying, like, I know it's like a not a big problem to have because it is burning up outside.
Well, it's your problem.
Outside. But it's like, I'm so cold. Like, I couldn't feel my fingers. Like, I wear sweaters to work. I have a blanket at work that I wrap around me while I'm wearing a sweater because I'm that cold. And then, like, I'll leave and, like, get sick because it's burning up outside. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
It's just like, it's to the point, like, I like the cold, but this is a problem.
Well, that's like, well, I understand. And that's like last year or the year before, you were wearing a hoodie and like sweaters and stuff in 95 degree weather.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but it's cold in my building.
Yeah, literally. You know? That's what's going on. It's so cold.
That's unfortunate, bro.
Yeah. I'm just, I don't know, I'm ready for it to get cold outside.
Same.
So that I can enjoy the outside and then just like dress normally
right.
for the inside weather.
That'd be great.
Watch me be sweating.
I know, right? Well, we sweat a lot anyway.
Right.
Because we have plenty of insulation.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share that little misfortune with you.
Time for our segment.
Time for our segment. Here we go.
One's Gotta Go.
Oh, my.
This week on One's Gotta Go, Tyler, it's all about desserts. But specifically,
okay,
I have four desserts for you, four little treats.
Oh, no.
And I just want to know which one's gotta go.
I can already tell you one that's not going, that's going to be on the list. I can just predict it now. Cheesecake. Cheesecake is not going.
Well, cheesecake isn't on the list because I knew.
It's not?
No, because I knew, like, that's not going.
Okay, cool.
These are like four.
As long as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cheesecake's not going anywhere.
No, cheesecake isn't going anywhere. I feel like I know which one will go.
Okay.
But we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
Brownies.
Okay.
Donuts.
Okay.
Fried Oreos.
Okay.
Sugar cookies.
Ooh. Okay. So here's the thing. Sugar cookies used to be my favorite growing up.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love sugar cookies. But as an adult, I try them and I'm like, this tastes like paste.
They really do.
This tastes like paste.
Sugar cookies are the worst.
I used to love them, though. Like, I could probably have a little nice little sugar cookie right now.
I think right now.
Nice little waxy taste.
Could you not say waxy? Because that'd be great.
Chalky, perhaps?
I think chalky is
more accurate.
More accurate, yeah.
Yeah, it's so dry. But brownies, like, if they're cooked wrong, they have a cake texture. And as we've discussed, I don't like cake.
That's true.
I don't like that cake, that crumbly. Like, I don't like that. Like, I like ice cream cake and wedding cake because it's not all crumbly and stuff, you know? But when brownies are done right, like fudge brownies,
they're
like thick and just like, they're not crumbly.
They're special.
Yeah, or they're not too moist or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
That's right. But the donuts, I don't like. Like, they get stale so easily.
Well, you got to eat them all at one sitting.
Exactly. Which I have no problem.
Right. Especially if it's 12.
Right. And fried Oreos, I love them, but I haven't had them as much. I do remember I used to ask my mom to make them. I used to ask my mom to make fried Oreos at the house, just like on a random Tuesday.
Well, one thing that
she would not oblige. Right.
One thing that, of course, to consider with this segment is it's gone forever. So just keep that. I got to be honest with you. I knew that you used to like sugar cookies a lot.
Yeah.
I thought sugar cookies was going to be the one where you're like, oh, that's going. And then we would talk about why that is.
Yeah, but I like, here's the thing. I used to love sugar cookies and I don't, but I don't like brownies as much. So it's like sometimes I'm like, I can tolerate a sugar cookie, but like more often than not, I'm not big on brownies just because they're so often just like cake texture.
I'm going to tell you where the best, I get, they're called brownies. A lot of people would not classify them as brownies. Oh, that's
the
not
cookie brownie things.
The ones from Walmart.
Yeah.
They have the frosting on top.
Yeah.
Bro.
Those are pretty good.
Those are so good. I love them so much. Oh, I want one right now.
It's probably between sugar cookies and brownies. Just because I love donuts when they're done right. You know?
Which is a donut.
Usually. Yeah. I love fried Oreos.
Yeah.
Can't really go wrong with those. Not my number one choice of dessert, but I like them more than brownies and sugar cookies.
In my opinion, I think you gotta lose the sugar cookies. But that's for me. Now, from what you've said, I mean, you might as well ditch the brownies.
I think I'm going to ditch the brownies.
Because you got love and history with the
sugar cookies. Sugar cookies, I can like get some milk or something like that and
right.
be fine.
That way...
There's things that are out there that are like a brownie, but there's not really anything out there that's like a sugar cookie. Like, sugar cookies are very unique in their composition.
Well, there's pool chalk.
Exactly. Well, but basically, but sometimes I'm just in the mood to eat wax, I guess.
Just want some wax and chalk.
Right.
Just like, no, sir, you want a sugar cookie.
Somebody got a craving for chalk, and they're like, yeah, let's make a cookie out of it.
What's so bad is, like, we've said stuff like this, like, right now we're giving sugar cookies a hard time. Got some feedback recently from someone who enjoys pistachio ice cream. They said they were listening to the show, and before it even got to that point, they were in their kitchen.
I know not.
About to get their pistachio ice cream.
Maybe we need to try it.
And then we started talking about it, and they put it back.
No, they could not. I'm so sorry.
She said that she felt judged. And no. I was like, no, don't feel judged.
There's nothing wrong with pistachio ice cream. As about, didn't I say that you would, like, I think that you would be a pistachio ice cream?
I don't remember.
I think I said that you would be a pistachio ice cream.
But, like, I felt bad. I was like, no, like, no, don't feel bad.
No shame.
About, like,
I don't think either of us have tried it, so we don't have an opinion on it.
I don't intend on trying it.
Right. Well, I'm but down to try
it. I remember we were harping, like, the guy that someone went to a board meeting. It was like, you know what we need? We need pistachio ice cream.
I'm so sorry to whoever that was.
To our friend who it was.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to mention your name here, but just want to say we apologize. I want you to enjoy your pistachio
ice
cream. Please,
Bob. As a matter of fact, if you feel like sharing, let me know because Tyler, I would love to try it.
Tyler will try it. So you're dropping the brownies?
I'm going to drop brownies. What about you?
Oh, I'm dropping sugar cookies.
Okay, fair.
100%.
All right. Well, there you go.
This week, we have split topics for you. And, brother, can I go first?
I would like for you to go first.
I think I'm going to go first.
What you should do is go first.
You know what? I'll do that.
Okay, good.
So, I kind of a little, not a touchy subject or really I don't know. We'll see what we make
of it. We're just going to talk. I'm settling in my chair here.
We'll see what we'll make of it. This has been on my mind a lot lately. It's just been, I don't know. Like, I'm ready to verbally process it, see what your thoughts are. And just go from there.
Let's do that.
I kind of want to talk about whenever we do fundraising, where should those funds go?
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So, like, whenever I say fundraising, I mean more so within a church. Mm-hmm. Because that's typically when us in our lives, that's when we're doing fundraising because we're not a part of any school or outside clubs or anything like that. So fundraising for us is typically within our church. And I, whenever I say where should it go, I don't necessarily mean what department within the church. I mean, there's missions, there's the church itself, there are different departments within the church, things the church needs. And then there's like your community, like there's some communities, I don't know of any in ours, honestly, but some communities have charities and like different things that like give back to the community, like different shelters and food banks and things like that. And so what's been on my mind lately is like, what, like, should there be an order of priority in that? Because if you can give to all of it, great, but like even just individual fundraising, like how should you prioritize what to do? So I have a couple questions just to kind of guide us and see where we can go from here, you know.
Okay.
So, first, what does giving to each group entail? So, if we give to missions, like how much do you know about the missionary, like field and like what they do and what they use those funds for?
I know that Sheaves for Christ is a huge one.
Yeah.
That seems to be like that is
the big one.
The big one.
Yeah.
As far as within the church, to my understanding.
Yeah.
Which admittedly is limited because I'm not like on the
board
or
secretary
like
or anything like that. Yeah.
To my understanding, it's like, let's say the missions department. You give to missions, and when you give to missions, that is given to someone who is in missions.
Yeah.
To my understanding, I don't think you can say, hey, I'd like to give to this missionary or this one.
Right.
I think you can do that on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a way to do that.
They probably have ways to be supported.
Yeah. But as far as like I'm giving through the church, like I'm you know, put this money towards the missions department or the outreach department,
right,
or whatever. I think that you give to that and then they put it where it's most needed.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's.
And I'm sure like that depends on the church as well.
Well, and absolutely. But I'm also thinking like in regards to a need. So one thing that's kind of been heavy on my heart is like churches are typically a beacon in the community.
Yeah.
They are known for, they should be known for being loving people who care about others, you know?
Yeah.
And this is not me saying that we should stop giving to missions and start doing yada, 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 or pay somebody's mortgage or anything like that. I'm not saying that we should or should not do anything. I just want to talk about it. If we give to missions, like, are they getting new houses, like to hold the missionaries? Are they getting new vehicles? Are they getting stuff to help with resources for over there? And then like, but if we give to our church, are they using it for outreach, like for outreach opportunities for repairs that need to be made or unnecessary upgrades? And I'm not like, this is not any kind of double entendre talk or anything like that. Like, I'm not like talking about like, I'm not saying that any specific church is doing this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying hypothetically. Or like, should we have a department in the church? Like, or should outreach be responsible for giving back to the community in some way? You know, like that's kind of where my mind has been at. Like, and not to say that you can't do all of it, but like, I don't know. I'm trying to weigh the difference in, I guess, priority. Like, so should giving, in your opinion, be based off of where the need is greatest? Like, in regard, if we had to, like, okay, we have this fundraiser going on, like, where is it going to go? Should it be based off where the need is greatest, or should it be like based on whoever's doing it? Like, what are your thoughts on this as I'm talking about it?
I think it really depends on, really, because within a church, typically there's, like you mentioned, there's multiple departments.
Right.
And those departments all have their own needs.
Right, right.
So, for example, if we did a music, because we're both involved in the music department, I'll use music as an example for that reason. Yeah. If we do a music fundraiser, it's pretty safe to assume that the outreach department isn't going to take what was raised by the music department to do something for the outreach.
Absolutely.
Now, they may, I don't know if they do or will or I don't know.
Yeah.
There may be some way of like asking or borrowing. I don't know. I said, I'm not on the board. I don't know how any of that stuff works. I'm just thinking out loud that it seems like if you have a music fundraiser, that money goes into the music department account to be used on music department stuff.
Yeah.
If a mic breaks, well, we're not going to go get money out of the outreach department's account. We're going to use this money in the music department account to replace the mic.
So
as far as like where the need is greatest, I think really that if it's a huge enough need, you may need to have, like, I would think like ongoing fundraisers all focused at that one thing.
Yeah.
But as far, like, for example, for a while we had some messed up air conditioning units at the church and even the paying off of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was something that the church came together on and pushed for as a body.
Mm-hmm.
We all know all departments are in agreement that, like, yes, we need to pay off the church.
Yeah.
So we did. But none of that was labeled as, like, if we had a fundraiser for that, it wasn't like, okay, tonight the music department is going to be serving and it's going to the music department.
Right.
It was, no, tonight the music department is going to be the one serving, but it's going towards paying off the church. Yeah. Next week or the week after or whenever, it's going to be outreach and it's going towards paying off the church.
Right, like that's a unified
thing. Yeah, it's like a unified thing for that biggest need. Are you talking about like the biggest needs within the department?
Using Wiggins hypothetically, like, and let's take the fundraising within the church off the table. Let's say hypothetically a member of the church is like, I want to give. I want to either do a fundraiser or I've come into a large sum of cash and I need to know where it needs to go. I want to be able to, but I want it to go where it's needed to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like hypothetically with our community, I'm not saying our community is perfect by any means, but I personally am not aware of we don't exactly have an overwhelming amount of homeless people or anything like that. Like, we don't have a shelter in Wiggins, to my understanding.
Yeah.
I may be totally wrong.
I don't know of one.
That's what I'm saying. And I've personally tried to look up resources and stuff, even for just like volunteer opportunities. Like, and there's, I don't know of anything that goes on like that, but it's not like we see a huge need for that in the community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then in our church, like, I don't know what all, if there is anything broken right now. I know the steeple needs to be replaced.
It's been replaced now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we have a damaged roof or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, so there's not really anything to, and this is just hypothetically to my understanding, I don't know all the details, but like there's nothing super pressing at the matter that needs to be fixed right the second, you know? But then in missions, it's like, do we have missionaries out there that like, and this is not me saying anything negative about missionaries. I genuinely do not know. I don't know if we have missionaries out there that are like, don't know where they're sleeping tonight. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Like, so how would one person need to direct their priority if they can't give to everything? Like what would need to be like, okay, let's go this route kind of thing, you know?
I think the short, simple answer would be to obviously be prayerful.
Absolutely.
And go to your leadership.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That would be the short, but for the sakes of this conversation, I would say, you know, because you're right. Even if you come into like millions of dollars,
right,
you can't there's going to come a point where as you distribute that, it runs out.
Right.
And maybe even by the time you get to your last donation, your last gift, the people that you first gave to are now in need of more.
Yeah.
Using missions as an example, I'm not as...
This is not a conversation to say that one thing is more important than the other.
By no means, but it's just like...
They're all important.
Yeah, for sure. But like, to me, like missions, in my opinion,
yeah,
they are like, if you had to make a list of priority, they're like at the top.
Yeah.
Because they're on foreign soil.
Right.
Some of them are literally living day to day in danger of their lives. And if they ever were to get caught doing what they're doing... It could be bad if the Lord didn't intervene. They've left the modern conveniences of stuff that we take for granted. Like some of them, I'm sure, don't have water faucets and you don't have a fridge to, unless something like She's Christ. Like you've seen those videos of we were able to get a car that was completely paid for by She's for Christ. That's awesome.
Right.
That is like. Yes, do that, you know? And as we give, I don't really know, like, within, so you say just missions as a whole.
Yeah.
I don't really know how within missions that you could prioritize, like, one thing over the other, unless it was something like, there may be some things that are time sensitive. Like, if these folks don't have a car by this month.
Yeah.
They're going to have to come home. We're going to have to bring them off the field. To me, that is like, well, we need to get them a car.
Yeah.
So they can stay on the field.
Absolutely.
Whereas opposed to this family over here, they've got a little bit more time. They can stay on the field. Mm-hmm. They're still going to get what they need. It's just going to take a little bit longer than maybe we would like. But they're going to get it.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong about that. But it just seems like, and I'm sure, we're here talking about this with admittedly limited knowledge on it. But there are people in the organization and people in the world who this is what they do.
Exactly.
I would
love to talk to somebody.
I would love to do that as well. This is like, they are, missions is there every day. They're like talking to the missionaries. They know what they need. They know when they need it. There's people that are on the financial side of things. And that's comforting to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
Because of our limited knowledge.
Exactly. It's like, if everyone was as limited as me, is that in that department?
Yeah.
We
in trouble.
I would be very concerned.
Absolutely.
I'd be very concerned.
Now that we're like verbally processing, because like I really didn't come in here with any ulterior motive or hidden agenda or anything. I genuinely just wanted to talk about it. But like now that we are, I think it's more so kind of bringing awareness to that we do need to just kind of like look where the need is, like in regards to like, okay, missions, like, what's going on? Like, how can I help? Like, not to say that, and I say where the need is. I just mean like, is there a need in your community? Is there a need in your church? If like, what can you do? What are we working on right now? I think being in communication with leadership, like you said, and other directors and stuff in the church of those departments, kind of like, okay, like, are we doing anything this month that I can like help out with? Or if you have a burden for fundraising and like doing stuff like that. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
I think it, and this is just, you may disagree, and if you do, feel free to say.
Okay.
But in my opinion, it's like, because I am so like, what can I do as an individual? I don't have the knowledge I need.
Right.
I don't have the resources as far as like their information to be in contact with them and know where they are. Like some people, we can't know where they are. Like they can't get outed because of where they are. I feel like to a degree as an individual, if I'm prayerful and I'm giving to missions, that is my piece in the puzzle.
It's right.
Like, I'm going to give to the missions department of my church, or I'm going to give to a certain, wow, that's thunder. Sorry, it's thundering outside. I'm going to give to a certain missionary as led by the Lord or whatever.
Yeah.
And then really what happens from there, that's what those other people, I started to say other professionals, that's what those other people are there for. They make sure this amount, because that's another thing. I don't think it comes in as Brother Tyler gave $40.
Right.
I think it comes in as Church A.
Yeah.
This is the deposit from Church A. Do with it what you need.
Well, that was one of my questions was that, like, of course we know the answer to this, but for the sake of the conversation, does motive play a role in that? Does your intention play a role in that? Are you doing that so your name can be the one, like, oh, so-and-so donated X amount of dollars to, which is great. Like, I'm glad you made a donation. But were you doing it to be noticed and to get your name on a plaque? And,
well, if you are, that's wrong.
Right, absolutely.
But at the same time, I know that the Lord can and will use your money despite...
Oh, for sure.
Despite of you, or in spite of you.
Right. So, like, let me just be just transparent and tell you where this came from, and then maybe we can direct the conversation accordingly. But I personally, I've had just recently, like within the past like month or two, had several ideas for fundraisers that just like hit me like a ton of bricks, like all at once too. It was like, okay, well that could be cool. That could be cool. Just like, just stuff that I've written down, like tried to work out details for and stuff like that. But I've just been like, okay, how should I direct this? Like in regards to like, where should I focus my efforts towards? Like, not that I don't want to give to missions or don't want to give back to the community, but I thought about it. I'm like, okay, what can I do in the community? I have no idea. I have no idea if there is, like, I know that there's always somebody in need, but like I said, there's not like a shelter or anything like that to my knowledge, or a food bank. Like the church steeple just got fixed, you know, like, do we need upgrades? Do we need repairs? Like, or like, does the outreach department need something, or are they already doing something, you know, like, or missions? Like, should I gear this towards Chiefs for Christ? Like, just all of that different kind of stuff has been in my head, and it's kind of just like overwhelming to a sense, because I would love to be able to help out all three, you know?
Yeah.
But right now, all I have is fundraising ideas.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like, I have, like we've discussed, I have limited knowledge and I don't want to say resources, because it's not that. I feel like if we searched hard enough in regards, at least in regards to missions and in our own church, we could find resources. But I was just like, that's just what's been on my mind lately. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
I think it's on that. I think that what that, so if you were, you've got all these ideas, you've got all of them at once, which is, right. I think that's the overwhelming part, as you said, is like to have all this at one time and then to not necessarily know what to do with it. I think that if it were me, my thing would be, like, if you really feel like this is something that you would want to, like, not pursue, but, like, put action to.
Yeah.
The best thing I would know to do would be, like, go to leadership and be like, hey, here's an ideas, or an ideas. Women's.
Right, a women's.
here's some ideas I had for some fundraisers. Who do I need to talk to about this? Do you think that this could benefit anyone? And if they're like, you never know. They could be like, well, we've been trying to figure out like what to do here, but the Lord chose to give it to you to tell them, you know? Or it could be that maybe it could be that you tell them now, it's like, well, we're not planning anything this moment, but in a month we're doing thus and so, and that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, or it could be anything like that.
Or they could be like and this is just me spitballing.
Yeah.
They could be like, oh, we actually just came in contact with this family who were trying to like come up with a way to help them in some way, some form or fashion, or, oh, She's for Christ offering is coming up. Like we were looking for ways that we can, you know, increase the amount that we're contributing, 'cause we would love to be able to help out missions and stuff like that. Or,
Oh, the church steeple just broke off again. Right. We need to replace that because we have a huge steeple in our yard, you know?
Yeah.
Like, talking about, for our listeners' sake, I know it's been kind of chaotic, but, you know, sorry.
It'd be like that.
Right, it'd be like that. But if you have a need, if you have a burden for your community, for your church, for missions, whatever it may be, that, like Cody said, talk to leadership, be prayerful about it. You know, you never know who they're going to put you in contact with and what resources they're going to give and have for you, you know?
Yeah.
That's just what's been on my mind here lately.
Well, and I would even say to you, but also to the listener, like we've talked about this before in other areas of life, I think you need to find one.
Yeah.
And pick one.
That's another reason why it's so overwhelming, because I don't want to like say that one is more important than the other.
It's not that one is
but
more.
It's like it's if there's a need somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's not that one is more important than the other. It's like, I'll give you an example. I've been listening to Brother Scott Shelton a lot lately. Mm-hmm. He is the prophet in Bishop's Life.
Yeah.
So I feel very confident in listening to him and what he has to say.
Right.
And he tells a story of the time that Brother T.W. Barnes was his mentor. And I've actually told you this story outside the podcast. We try not to talk, but sometimes I have to.
It can't be helped.
Yeah. But it was, he was meeting with Brother T.W. Barnes, and Brother Barnes had been on the phone with someone. It must have been a missionary. It was someone, a minister. And he said that when he hung up the phone, Brother Barnes was like, said something to the to the effect of, all you young ministers are driving yourself nuts trying to win the whole world.
Yeah.
And Brother Scott Shelton said that he didn't say anything, but in his mind, that scripture, go ye into all the world preaching, you know, all that.
Yeah.
He thought that. He's like, well, the Bible says this. And Brother T.W. Barnes looked at him and said, he didn't write that to you. And then Brother Scott Shelton's next thought was, well, then who did he write it to? And then Brother Barnes was like, I'm going to tell you who he wrote it to. Like the Lord had given that man, like he let him know what he was thinking. And he said basically that scripture was written to the church, but not to Brother Scott.
Right.
Not to you or to me as individuals, but to the church. He said, and you individual men are worrying yourself to death trying to reach the whole world. And in doing so, you're missing the people that God has intended for you to reach.
One person can't do everything.
Exactly. So in that vein, there are things that are priority and there are things that you want to do.
Yeah.
But in not being able to do any of them, are you missing out on the one that you could be doing?
Exactly.
You know?
For sure.
So that would be what I would say.
Honestly, what's the word I'm looking for?
Resolution?
Is that the resolution? Like
all I can solution?
Think of, solution. I guess, yeah. Let's go with that.
Resolution.
The solution for that would be, like, as we've said, and it may sound cliche, but to be prayerful.
For sure.
You know? Like this is obviously, especially if this is something that the Lord gave you or a burden that you have on your heart, be prayerful about it. Talk to leadership. You never know who they're going to put you in contact with or what the Lord has told them that the Lord has not told you.
Right.
That's a very important thing. But just stay prayerful. And doing something is better than doing nothing.
For sure. And don't let the overwhelmingness of it prevent you from doing anything.
Right.
You
know? Absolutely.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Tyler's yawning.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
His coffee's wearing off. He had coffee this morning, but it's wearing off.
Well, the food's hitting me.
In his defense, he also had a very late night last night.
And an early morning.
So but, it's been busy.
I know that wasn't a whole lot to talk about, but it's just been what's on my mind lately. But I hope you guys were encouraged by this and can look for ways to give back and benefit the Lord's kingdom.
Yeah. Do better.
Brother, stop. Oh my gosh.
I had to do it to get us where we're going.
Right, right. What you got for us, bro?
So my topic today, I wouldn't say it's heavy or lighthearted. It's really just a question I like to verbally process.
Okay.
Being smart.
Oof. Must be nice.
Well,
I can't wait to talk about this actually.
Well, it's like you hear people say all the time, you know, he's funny, he's this, he's smart. And what I want to know, they're not talking about me.
No, or me.
but that's what I wanted to find out is like the idea of like being smart. Now, obviously, there are people.
How useful is it really?
Do we really need to be smart?
Right.
No, it's like, so realistically, you have people who are just like, they're really intelligent. They have like a lot of book sense. They have common sense. They have an intellect that is respectable.
Yeah.
Then there are other people who like have a lot of common sense, but they don't have a lot of book sense.
Yeah.
There are some people who have a lot of book sense and have no common sense whatsoever.
So we're talking about like, there's the common sense, like, you know, not, I don't want to say street smart, but like common sense, like, you know, not to touch a hot stove kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a smart thing to do.
Right.
Don't touch a stove.
But then like book smart, we're like math, science, history.
Yeah.
Like,
we call like the general term we use is smart. Is that person smart or are they not smart?
Or there's also smart, like the clever kind of smart.
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's a smart way of thinking about it. Like in regards to like methods for productivity and stuff like that.
Right. You know? So what I wanted to kind of get to is just talk about like, how do we feel about that generalization of being smart? And ultimately what I'd like to discuss is, do we consider ourselves smart? Because I have thoughts.
I do too. Especially because this past Tuesday, as of the time of this recording, I went to a trivia night.
Oh, good.
So
fantastic.
Right. So this has actually been on my mind here lately.
Oh, well, there you go.
Based off that night alone, no, I am not smart. the topics were not things that I was familiar with.
Yeah.
And there are some stuff. I got like two answers right, I think, out of a table of like 10. There was like chemist at the table, people who had like science degrees,
right?
Like, not me.
Right.
My degree was in music and I didn't even finish it.
Right. Yeah.
But like, there was some stuff that I knew from just overall experience, but like, I didn't know history stuff.
Yeah.
Scientific elements. Pirate names.
Blackbeard.
Right. Well, literally one of them was Blackbeard.
Jack Sparrow.
Right. There was a Jack Sparrow question in there, but I didn't know that stuff because I don't study pirates.
Right.
But they were like, I was talking with them and they were talking about potentially doing it again. And they're like, well, if there was a music topic, like, you would have been all over that, or like Disney or something, you know?
Right.
But it was just like, it made me think, am I dumb? Like, and I don't know.
Someone said this. Einstein is credited with it on the internet.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know how internet quotes go. Right. It could literally be anyone. But the saying is true nonetheless. And it says, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree,
yeah, absolutely,
it'll spend its whole life thinking that it's stupid.
Yeah.
And I've thought about that. I love that so much, because there's been times when I have had those moments of, I'm not being very smart. Like, I'm not very bright right here.
Right.
And it makes me, and I usually go back to that of like, well, I'm not a fish. Like, I don't know, or I am a fish. I don't know how to climb a tree, you know?
Right.
And so.
Well, we had talked about it recently with different area, like you know technology.
Yeah.
You know audio equipment and stuff like that. You know those kind of setups.
Yeah.
Like, that's stuff that you know about. But like the rules of disc golf, or
I don't know that.
Exactly. Or like everything there is to know about a piano, which I don't know everything there is to know about a piano, but I'm just,
yeah, you do.
Like music theory.
Right.
You know, like stuff like that.
You
like,
know way more of that than I do.
Right. Right. And it's not to say that you're dumb by any means,
right,
or that I'm dumb, but like, we just have different areas of expertise, just specialties, just areas that we're more knowledgeable in.
Yeah.
But I don't think the lack of knowledge in those areas makes us dumb.
Right. Well, and I,
so, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, should we start with what would we consider somebody who is not smart?
Well, see, the thing is like, this is kind of what I'm getting at. I don't think there are people who are just, that person is not smart. And they don't have, here's why I say that. The reason that you know more about like music theory,
yeah,
is because you've studied it more than I have.
Right.
But if I study it,
yeah,
enough, I can learn as much about it as you can.
Absolutely.
And then if you study more about it, you can learn more than me.
Because we have the same mental capacity.
You have the ability to learn. And most people, like, there are people who have learning disabilities. I acknowledge that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even talking about that. Even those people, there are certain things they just know how to do.
Yeah.
Like, and again, it's not to say, wow, some people are really dumb. It's not even about that. The point that I'm trying to make up is, could it be that I think we kind of need to get away from being like, well, that person's smart and that person's not. Yeah. I think it's just that, like,
that person's really smart when it comes to,
look, they are their strength is like me. I'm not a handyman.
Yeah.
I am next to useless.
Yeah.
When it comes to being a handyman. And the reason I shy away from stuff like that, like even like hanging a picture on the wall, like I know how to do it, but I also know that if it's heavy enough, you got to find a stud in the wall. Well, finding a stud in the wall can be difficult depending on the wall. And then you got to make sure you don't hit a wire that's in the wall. You know, I am not well versed in that.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that makes me stupid or dumb.
You're just not knowledgeable in that area.
But I could become knowledgeable in that area if put the effort and time into it.
Does the ability to become knowledgeable in a certain area dictate somebody's level of intelligence?
I think that there's, like I said, there are certain learning disabilities that people can't help.
Excluding those,
like if
there shouldn't really be any like hindrance in being able to.
If you are perfectly healthy and like, and what I mean by that, and it's a sensitive thing, I understand.
Not affected by a learning disability.
If you're
you are unhindered.
Yeah, if you're just unhindered and not just being lazy.
Right.
Because like, I'll admit, like in the area of like handyman stuff, I don't really have the time or desire to learn a lot of that.
Right.
You know?
Well, there's only so much you can learn.
Exactly.
Like well, there's only so much that we have time to learn. Like, honestly, like I in the vein of like work, I started off at my current company as a customer service phone rep.
Yeah.
And I had to know a little bit about everything. I had to know what this was on your account, what this was on your account, and so on and so forth. Well, I changed departments and I'm now a specialist in a certain area.
Yeah.
So I don't have to know anything else about any other department. I don't have to know anything else that I used to have to know with customer service. So as a result, like I stopped trying to remember it. I stopped working on it. And it's been like 2 years. I couldn't tell you half the stuff that I would have been able to had I been whenever I was a phone rep.
Right.
Because now I would consider myself an expert in the area that I'm in. Like I know pretty much what there is to know in my department and any procedural changes I'm pretty much up to date on. So I don't think that makes me dumb, being that I don't know what I used to know, but because now I'm an expert in my area, I feel like.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's just where I don't have time to remember all that stuff. Like, and I don't think that like makes my intelligence level any lower.
Right. And I agree. And that, I guess that like you had mentioned earlier, like, As we verbally processed, you began to realize more of what we were trying to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I guess what I'm beginning to realize and getting at is I don't think that it's fair
to call somebody smart just because they don't know a lot about aerodynamics.
Or yeah, or to call someone like just because
I meant that reversed.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Sorry, I'm dumb.
I think it's worth remembering that like that person may not be quote unquote smart in your area of expertise.
Yeah.
But keep in mind that you may not be in their area.
Now, what about common sense? What if a person doesn't have
common sense?
We know people that don't have common sense.
So common sense at this point is a superpower.
Yeah. A rare commodity.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible. I really, you know, to me, seriously,
there's
to
so
me,
many people amening you right now.
To me, like, I don't think you have to look around very far and see.
There's not a lot of
common sense. There's a lack of common sense in today's world.
Especially if you drive.
Yeah.
Folks, I mean, be not having common sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's just, you know, some people have more common sense than others.
If you get to a stop sign before me, do not wave at me to go first. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest. That's happened to me like 3 times this week, and I wanted to scream. I'm like, you've been sitting here since I got here. Go.
Right, right.
Anyway,
and
sorry, done with that.
And, you know, gauging the whole common sense thing, I don't really know how you even go with that. I don't know.
You know. You like, there's just some things that you know.
Yeah, it was like, you can't really Can you teach common sense? I think you can advise.
I think it depends on their age, honestly. Because at some point, if you've gone through 20-something years without common sense, I don't know how much more help like you can get. Like,
what are some examples of common sense?
I think...
Other than like... Well, I say other than the obvious. But that's the point, isn't it? There are some things that should be obvious, like you just do or don't do.
So does common sense, is that a parallel to social etiquette in a way?
I think it depends on, on culture. Yeah. I think that like common sense
within your own culture.
Let's talk about our culture. Yeah. We live in America.
So like if somebody brings let's say, okay, here we go.
He's got it. He's got the hypothetical.
Yeah, I've got the hypothetical. I am broke down at a gas station.
Yes.
My tire's flat. Don't know what to do. No, let's do something different. My battery's dead. And somebody wakes up at 7 o'clock in the morning to come help me jump my car off. Uh-huh. Common sense would say to tell that person thank you. Like, it's just polite. Like it's just common.
Common courtesy.
It's common sense. It's common knowledge. It's a sensible thing that is common to be polite and thank the person for going out of their way to help you.
Commonly.
Right, exactly. But like a lack of common sense, like they didn't do it with the intention of being rude.
Right.
But they just didn't think that, oh, I should thank this person. Because I think I think intention is what has that difference between being rude and not having common sense. I think if you intentionally just do not thank that person because you are not thankful for it, you're being rude.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you are thankful, but you just didn't think to thank that person, then you just don't have common sense. It's common knowledge.
Let me ask you this. You tell me if this would be an example of common sense or limited intellect.
Okay.
Let's say, and I'm going to use an extreme example. Let's say you get a car, you put your car in neutral, which is something that people typically don't do. Usually either in park, reverse, or drive, right?
Okay.
Let's say you put it in neutral and your engine catches on fire. You ruin your car. But it's fixed and somehow you still have the same car.
Okay.
So you put the car in neutral again and it catches on fire again. So now the pattern is you put your car in neutral and it's caught on fire twice.
Okay.
Someone who does it a third time. Is that limited intellect or is that a lack of common sense?
I think it depends on... Okay. That's a good question. Good question.
Because to me, I'm imagining this. If my wife were to do this, heaven forbid.
I was about to say, her car hasn't caught on fire.
Right. To my knowledge. If this were to happen, I would probably say something along the lines of like, why did you put it in neutral again? Like, that's common sense. It's caught on fire twice.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. If they're not aware that the neutral is what's causing the fire, like, I'm trying to see where the area of lack of common sense would be at. Would it be not asking what caused the fire, or would it be not figuring out that the same thing that you've done three times in a row is what caused the fire? Like, because obviously there is a lack of common sense or intelligence somewhere, but it's like, at what point is it? Like, were they informed your car caught on fire because you put it in neutral and yada, yada, yada? Or is it like they got it fixed and they're like, wow, I wonder what did that? And then they do it again, it catches on fire. And then they're like, oh gosh, what happened? They do it a third time. I just don't know what's going on. Like, where's that line?
Well, to me,
it's like, somewhere.
It's like the meme that we've talked about before, like me, if I was a doctor, well, it only hurts if I do this.
Well, don't do that.
Well, don't do that. So, like, well, it's caught on fire three times, but it only catches on fire when I put it in neutral. Then you just stare at them. Don't put it in neutral. Not like, obviously, that's a very extreme example.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But the question for me there is...
Let's go a little bit deeper with that.
Okay.
Let's say there is something internally wrong with the car.
Okay.
And you're driving and let's say you're at a red light. Okay, here we go. We're at a red light, turns green, and you like get not the pedal to the metal, but like you
almost to the metal.
Yeah, you gas it pretty hard. You're going. And then after a couple feet, it shuts down. Okay, but it doesn't do that every time you stop at a stop sign. is that a lack of intelligence or a lack of common sense, that like not being able to figure that out? Because you don't know the inner workings of your car.
I think that not knowing what it's doing is not
a lack of intelligence in that area.
That's
right.
That is a lack of knowledge about auto mechanics.
Exactly.
But that's not like common sense would say pull over and like don't chance it.
Right.
But the lack of knowledge would be like, this keeps happening. But what's causing it?
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to, hey, if I put this thing in neutral,
yeah,
it's much more obvious. It's caught on fire twice. Should I put it in neutral three times?
So the level of common sense is like when it's determined by how easy it is to figure something out.
I suppose maybe that's why it's called common sense.
Exactly. Like it's obvious. Like it's very obvious that this is what's going on and you haven't figured that out.
Yeah.
So that's where you are clearly lacking common sense. Like,
yeah.
So I guess that would be the line, right?
I say this like, because
yeah,
I see myself as someone who I have a pretty good amount of common sense. I do not have a lot of book sense. Peep word of the week. It's like, and I'm not stupid. Like, yeah. I'm really not. I mean, I know that sometimes we pick around and like right. word of the week never goes well and stuff right. like that. But in everyday life, I'm not stupid. Like, yeah. I know most things that I dabble in. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I tend to avoid things that I don't know what I'm doing. But in the area of common sense, like, I could be a critic. You know, like, I could sit back and someone be like, hey, I did this and that. And I'd be like, well, why did you do that? You know, because here's why.
Yeah.
You know,
I think another factor into it, and we're just verbally processing this. I think another factor is like how blinded is that person by whatever's going on?
Right.
Because I think for me personally, I think I have common sense most of the time. And I'm just being for real. Like if it's something that I'm like passionate about and I have this vision for and I'm being really idealistic with it, but like I don't have the realism side of it, like that may be common sense to somebody else. Like, what do you mean, Tyler, you're gonna go work all across the world? How are you gonna fund that? Like, kind of thing.
That's
like, but,
me.
But exactly. Like, well, all the time, I'm thinking of, wow, this opportunity for me to go drive across America in a van, like, and just do the bare minimum.
And then there's Cody's voice. You got a van?
Right. You got a van? Where are you going to shower at?
Right.
Where are you going to sleep at? Like just stuff. Exactly. Like, stuff like that. Like, I think it all depends upon, I think there are different factors into it.
So, I agree. And that's one thing that made me like think about it is like, if you really just verbally process like the way we are, there's a lot of layers to intelligence and sense, which is why I proposed the question or the point or however you want to look at it. We should stop looking at people as, wow, that person's really dumb. No, they're not. Like, I'm sure there's more to it than that. You know?
Right. There are different, like we've said, there are different areas and different like situations and circumstances.
Yeah. You know?
Like goofiness, you know, like plays a role in it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not something as like severe, you know?
Sure.
Like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Well, like, I forgot to get the plates out of the cabinet.
Well, and what's too, I think there's another, because you had mentioned, like, sometimes we have lapses in our common sense.
Yeah.
I think another sign of intelligence and common sense is the ability to recognize that after the fact.
Right.
When you recognize, man, that really wasn't smart. First of all, there's the knowledge, the intelligence.
Why did I date that person?
And then,
wow.
And then the common sense is course correct and don't do it again.
Like, right.
Because to not do so would not be a smart action.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make you a dumb person.
I agree with that.
I don't know what the PSA is here.
I think it's be careful how you talk about and label people.
I think that's true. I think it's like, don't just write somebody off as
smart
dumb
or dumb. Yeah.
Take the time to acknowledge the fact and think about the fact of they didn't make a smart decision, but they're not really a dumb person. Just like you and your smart decisions or dumb decisions, you're not a smart or dumb. I mean, you may be smart, but you know what I'm saying? It's so weird to say, well, you're smart, but you're not dumb. I don't really think that. We just are, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
We have good days and bad days.
Ooh, we ain't that. The truth,
but that's I don't know. There's something I wanted to verbally.
No, absolutely. I think we could all do to be more conscientious of how we talk about and treat people and stuff
for sure.
And just just to kind of get off on a little tangent here, at work the other day, we were talking about differences in generations and stuff, and like what's something historically negatively that affected you, and then what's something positive that your generation has like brought about, or how your generation positively impacted you. And for better or worse, social media has become more and more relevant as time goes on.
Yeah.
But even though it is a mixed bag, there we have definitely, especially our generation, we have been known to bring light to things that don't necessarily affect us directly.
Yeah.
Again, whether that's for better or for worse, but like I think we're definitely becoming more conscientious of things that impact the world and impact people and stuff like that, that even though it may not be in our little bubble, like it still needs to be addressed and still needs to be, something needs to be done about, you know? And so I think that goes into how, like how we talk about and treat people and stuff like, oh, well, we've just always said that, we don't mean anything by it. But as people who have been talked to in a certain way, we know that words do matter.
They do.
And they do
sure.
affect us. Me and Sarah were talking about the other day, just things that have been said to us or to other people that even in that moment, like it was just like a lapse. And that of course it doesn't affect that person anymore, but it's not like they forget.
Right.
Like people all like,
well, people can even forgive you,
right,
but not forget what you said.
Exactly. Like there's things in my life that people have said to me that they don't affect me anymore. I don't believe those things that were said to me, but I remember them being said,
remember that it was
even
said,
though it was many, many years ago. And I remember how I felt whenever it was said to me.
Yeah.
Now I don't base my decisions on those. Like, and I don't let those negatively, I don't wake up thinking, oh God, this person thinks this about,
yeah.
Like, but the fact that I do remember,
yeah,
it's because somebody said it, even if it was offhanded, they had no negative intentions about it. But so I know that I'm not the only person that feels that way.
By no means.
So I guess the PSA would be to watch how you speak to people, watch how you label people, even if it's just offhandedly to somebody else. I know that's something I need to work on. Like,
for
I
sure.
could just say like as a joke, oh, that person's so dumb. Like, they're so dumb.
Or even to each other. We do it all the time.
Let me,
you are dumb. You are
really,
dumb.
Really dumb. Yeah. Like, but if somebody's feeling insecure in that area, that could
for
really
sure.
affect them.
And trust me, they may not show it to you in your face, but that doesn't mean they don't go home
and think
about it and bother them.
Over and over and over. Yeah.
Do better.
This week on Drop the Bop.
I love dropping a just random do better. I'm sorry.
Just do better.
Do better. Well, we can all do better. Sorry.
So this song is not super new. It came out last year.
Heavens. An oldie.
I know, right? Golly. Nah, but this is one that's recently snuck back into my mind here.
Your
lately.
Rotation.
Right, yeah. Well, one thing I really appreciate about Apostolics is that we can take a contemporary song and we can jam it up. We can add some harmonies to it. Of course, there's the anointing.
Oh, of course.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it just becomes more often than not, like more worshipful, more passion and emotion is in there and stuff like that. And that's just an overall consensus.
Right.
As a result, this week's Drop the Bop is Anything is Possible by Bethel Music and Dante Bowie. Now, this particular version is a more contemporary version, but if you've heard people do it at like camp meeting, and even if your church has done it, you know that this song is fun. Really, really, really good song. The words are great. It's show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough.
Ooh.
Anything is possible. Woo, hey, it's just, I heard it recently at a camp meeting or senior camp. I can't remember. But I heard it and I was just like, yes, that's the song right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just wanted y'all to check that out. That link is going to be in our our Instagram highlights for Apple Music and Spotify. But you can check it out on our story by going and following us on Instagram.
That would be advisable. That would be a smart thing to do.
Another thing you can do online is check out this website where we have been nominated. For
We have
Pine Belt's best podcast.
Best podcast of the Pine Belt.
Pine Belt, which I don't know how much area that covers, but you know,
I think it's about,
I know my belt is big. So surely a Pine Belt's got to be a pretty sizable area too.
As a result, you can find that link in our Instagram bio under our link tree.
Is it our link tree? It's the very top yes. option. That was fantastic. What you do is if you go to it may
ask for your email.
It may ask you for your email stuff,
but that's okay.
Just do it.
Yeah, you know, thanks. If you feel like voting for us, you're more than welcome to. Or if you see any other categories or people that you want to vote for, go for that. We just wanted to bring some awareness for it. Somebody nominated us. Super cool. We yeah. really appreciate it. It was not one of us, I promise.
No, in fact, someone reached out to Tyler. It was like, hey, I voted for y'all.
And for what?
For what? And then he told me about it, and I was like, what is that? But we're thankful for that.
Super thankful.
We made it into the finalists,
yeah.
the top five. So yeah. that's a pretty big deal for us.
For sure.
But yeah, if you want to vote for
regardless, we appreciate y'all listening.
Yes.
And we hope that we can continue to bring y'all some great, wholesome content.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table, which is a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, you can subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter and give us a follow at That Table Pod. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we provided for your convenience. We thank you all so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.
Do better.